here's a story from The World.
Maybe this has happened to you. You move homes or apartments, and the art that fit just perfectly in your old place is too big for your new one. That was the case when a new piece of art was moved to the Amsterdam Town Hall in 1715. But the painting in question was a Rembrandt, and when it wouldn't fit on a wall between two doors, it was cut to fit. Now a team of curators and scientists have recreated the original painting, including its missing cut edge. Robert Erdman is a senior scientist at the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. First, the painting is called Night Watch. Can you describe it? What does it depict?
The Night Watch was painted in 1642, and it's a civic guard painting. So it depicts a number of musketeers and a leader of the company, Frans Baninkok, and the company is being led out as if they're beginning a campaign to step off of the painting and towards the left side of the painting.
Was the painting trimmed just because it didn't fit on the wall someone wanted it to?
It was in this Cloveniers Doelen, that was basically a meeting hall for these civic guard companies. And then it was moved in 1715 to a smaller room in the Amsterdam City Hall. And the two doors between which it was going to be placed were closer together than the width of the painting. The top, bottom, left, and right were all cut down so that it would fit between the two doors.
And was Rembrandt, you know, as lauded and respected at the time, or was it kind of, you know, Rembrandt, Rembrandt, we're going to trim it to fit the door?
It's not uncommon, believe it or not, to find old master paintings that have been cut because they were, you know, moving to a new house and they wanted it to look nice on the mantle and it was a bit too wide, so they just cut off the left or the right. We would never do this today. It's just absolutely appalling to think about doing this for a Rembrandt today. But in those days, it was not so unusual.
So how do we know what the cut piece was supposed to look like?
In this case, we're quite fortunate because we believe that the main figure in the Night Watch was so happy with it that he commissioned a small copy from a second artist named Gerrit Lundens. This is a 1/5 scale copy, and the copy was made before the pieces were cut off. He did it in his own style and different pigments and so on, so it's not a perfectly faithful copy, but we can use this as a guide for reconstructing what the missing parts looked like.
I gather Rijksmuseum staff used artificial intelligence to reconstruct that cut edge. Can you explain how that works?
The simple thing to do would be to take this small copy, the Lundens copy, and just blow it up. But if you do that, you'll find that the geometry is not quite right, so figures aren't lining up perfectly. The scale and style is a second problem, and the color palette being different between the two is a third problem. So to solve these problems, I designed a series of three artificial neural networks to help us write computer algorithms that allow a computer to understand images much better. This series of algorithms would then allow us to translate from the copy's scale and style and palette into a scale, style, and palette that's like Rembrandt.
So what's it like for you to see the painting as Rembrandt intended it?
Rembrandt has a mastery of composition that is unparalleled, I think. So the figures that were originally not in the center became in the center when the pieces were cut off. And this somehow strips the painting of some sense of movement and purpose. So to really see the painting with the extra part added to the left side and to then feel that the figures are walking out towards us really, for me, changed the way I think of the painting entirely. It was really moving, to be honest.
Robert Erdman is a senior scientist at the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. Thanks a lot, Robert.
My pleasure.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The World.
From PRX.